Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. When we pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we're included on perfect knowledge and information. And I know I talk about this a lot because this is where the need is. Everything that's a mountain to you, the Lord can make it plain. In Zechariah, it talked about Zerubbabel. And that was a great mountain before Zerubbabel. But it was, the Lord made it a plain. What is this mountain? This mountain was the law. Every man broke the law. God's law. The law is the strength of our sins. Our sin would have no strength unless that was a law. And we all broke it and we couldn't fix it. Jesus came and fixed it, and he made that mountain a plain. So if he can do that, he can make the law easy for you. He can get rid of your sins, wash your sins away, give you a new heart, forgive you as if you've never sinned at all, and he won't remember it. You satisfy the justice of God when you believed on his son, Jesus Christ. So now you're innocent. Not only are you innocent, you've been given the power to become the sons and daughters of God. Now, this means that all the privileges of heaven is given to you. The problem is we have it, but we don't know how to access it. And everything in heaven is accessed by the love of God. The more we walk in love, the easier it is for God to show us what we must know. Now, the Holy Spirit is doing these things. He's gently guiding us into the right way. We have to latch on to it and not let it go. We have to respond to whatever he gives us. Now, I've done some things in my life, and I talk about it on these broadcasts, and it really helps. It works. And I use confessions, I use faith, I use praise and worship to break yokes. The word is anointed, so the word can break your yokes. The anointing of the word will break your yokes. And the Holy Spirit will make the word of God plain to you. Now, I do things that others may not do. And I've watched many leaders. If people are doing something, or if God gives them information, they talk about it. They're quick to talk about it. Most of the knowledge that people have, they're teaching people. But life, not anything they learn from the Lord, they're quick to talk about it, especially if it will be received by others. If it's normal, once it becomes normal for people to receive what the Lord is saying, they talk about it. And they're quick to talk about it. Now, what I did, I don't like problems in my life. I love God. I've been in his presence, and in his presence I wanted the same peace and fellowship that I have in God's presence wherever I am. So I prayed for this years ago. And I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I want to live just like I do in this prayer room wherever I am. I want to feel you, sense your presence, knowing that I can do all things through you. I want that wherever I go. When I used to leave the prayer room and go back to work, I felt like thirsting again. I felt limited, fearful, frustrated, subject to temptation, all these things. But in the presence of God, all that junk was gone. I just didn't know how to live that way. But I sensed that I could. So, and it was all right with God that I You know, when I pray, the boldness to pray that way came from being in his presence. Now, track with me. Watch what I'm saying. I'm going somewhere. When this happened, I didn't get this from modern day mainstream teaching of Christianity. I got this from being in the Holy Spirit, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. To the point that I knew that I was on to something. And when I told my pastor at that time, he said, "Oh, you gotta come off the mountaintop and go back down in the valley again." And he was trying to help. You know, people always try to help. The way that they believe, that's how they're gonna try to help. But I also sensed, comparing to what I sensed in the prayer room, I sensed that was wrong. To the point that I never said anything else about it. I let him believe that he convinced me. I didn't say nothing else about it. But I stayed out to God about what I sensed. Now, one day the Lord told me something about how to solve one of my problems in business. And what he said after that took most of my attention. Over time, I forgot precisely what he said about the business. But I practiced it and it worked. And I knew it would work when he first told me. So I said, "Lord, you told me something that's going to really put me over." And after I said, from now on, I made a vow. And I talk about this from time to time. I said, "I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do it. Whatever you say, whether I like it or not, I'm going to obey you." Because when I knew that he gave me the knowledge that I needed, a thought came to me. I said, "Well, wait a minute, Lord. You knew I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me a long time ago?" He said, he said something. This is why I made the vow. He said, "When a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. When a man leans to his own understandings, he can't learn the ways of the Father. It's one or the other. What are you leaning towards? Your ideas, man's ideas, college professors' ideas, theologians' ideas, or God's? If you're leaning to whatever you're leaning towards, that's going to be your world. And you can't learn God's way as long as your attention is on that." Before God gave his people victory over the Midianites, he told Gideon to go and tear down his father's idols. Now, this is an extreme case, because people would have been looking to that stupid, no good idol instead of their father. And Gideon obeyed God and tore that thing up. You got to get rid. You have to look at the Lord, not you. You can't follow God looking at yourself. Pride looks within. It's not going to happen. And you can't look at God. You can't follow God looking at others. Now, a lot of the adjustments I made was by the Holy Spirit. And other men and women of God are not doing it. And because they're not doing it, they're not learning. And they don't have a reference for it. And God helped me build a love foundation. And a lot of people can't relate to it because it's not normal. Now, the reason I call it a love foundation is because it takes love to do these things. It takes love to grow roots. It takes love to... The things of God can challenge the mind, even though it's right. If nobody else is doing it, that's your world that you're used to. You control it, you understand it, you know your place in it. But when God gives greater revelation, it takes love to receive it and love to walk in it. It takes a foundation. Now, when I remember every time the Lord told me something, I had to make internal adjustments. And the reason I latched onto it was because I love God's ways so much. You have to have that or it won't make sense at all. So this is what was going on. When I I knew that if I lean to the Lord, I could learn something that I didn't know and that I desperately needed. When he said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. I wondered, what else am I missing out on? Because my life was not. I had a lot of problems. And when things would go wrong, and I learned something else from the Lord. When things are going good, that's when you really learn from God. If things are okay, nothing's troubling you. You're not distracted. You can just listen to Him. I kept drawing near to God. He kept drawing near to me. That takes love. And it gives you deeper foundations. See, the Word of God is the knowledge of love. And when things would go wrong, I would ask the Lord, why? How do I solve this problem? You know, Kenneth Copeland said something about how me and a guy named James, he was a prophet, and he said, you have information in your house, and so that we need, you know. He said, you got prophetic information in your house. And we went and picked up a Believer's Voice of Victory magazine and read it. And the article Kenneth Copeland wrote about was, he said that the Lord was teaching them warfare. He said if they had dealt with Al Capone when he was small, it wouldn't have taken an army to get him out of Chicago. All right, so because they let him get too strong, it took an army to get him out. But the point was, when you know, the Lord told Kenneth Copeland, when you know you got a minister, do warfare ahead of time. And when you go minister, it'll be easy. That was the gist of the whole article we read. And I began to practice it. Now, the Lord gave information that solved many problems. A lot of, and when I used to preach, I used to have to go do warfare, but I would wait till I got ready to preach. After I read the article, I did warfare 3 or 4 weeks ahead of time. And when I knew God wanted me to do something, I immediately do warfare to protect my family. Ministry is battle. You don't have to get caught up in every rift. And when you keep having the same problems, why not just ask the Lord how to solve it? Now, I took the time to do this. This is how I live. And this is what I do. And it took time to learn these things. And when I present things to people, it takes time for them to receive it. Just like it took time for me to receive it. The difference is, since I knew what to watch out for, I was able to receive knowledge from God easier. Now, when you present something that people can't challenge, they don't know, they're looking at their world and it don't fit because that's not the way Bishop does it, that's not the way Pastor does it. How can you have this knowledge and they don't? It challenges them to the core. And they may even think, well, you must be exaggerating or you're in pride. People think this way. Because all at once, you're giving them knowledge that God gave you over time. And you were seeking and they're not seeking for it. And when you're giving people knowledge that they're not seeking, it can offend them. If they have pride, it's just like walking into the presence of God all at once. The lights are on. You see yourself where you are as you are. But if you keep walking in the light over time, you're going to receive what God is saying and you're going to change. People feel embarrassed because they can't do what you do. And I didn't understand that for a very long time. I would say things to people which kind of draw back in the conversation and get out of dodge. And sometimes when I'm preaching, people, you know, some people, they can tell that that's good and they'll write it down. Some people will look to see if their pastor received it. These are things that you have to deal with. I didn't know everything. I just knew that I was, as I sought the Lord, He taught me things. If that's in place, other things are going to get in place. And the more of a love foundation you have, the more you can receive. It's not hard for God to teach and train us if we're receptive, if we look to Him and not ourselves. But a man leans to his own way, he can't learn the ways of the Father. So everybody that's leaning to their own way, they can't know these things or anything that they need. But if they, as they study the Word of God, they receive a little here and a little there, just like the Isaiah taught. Precept on precept, here a little, there a little. Why not just yield to the Lord and receive? And see, your ability to receive is based on your love and the faith you have. Now, there are people of faith, if they would just listen, they would, it seems like they would pick these things up quick because they have faith. But people have faith for specific things. But I like to make things simple so people can easily receive it. I don't want to take nothing to the grave. Whatever it took was a challenge for me to learn. I try to give it to people, that anybody that can receive it. Anybody that can receive it. That's why this broadcast is so important. The Lord has selected people. If you're listening, the Lord selected you to hear this. He got it. He got you to the point where you could receive this, where you could hear these teachings. And you don't have to make the mistakes that others are making. Sometimes, if you're a student to the Lord, and you start doing these things and receiving from Him, your pastor, people on TV, people that seem to be further along in ministry than you, they may not ever learn these things. And God will have to handle their ministry and their life another way. Don't slow down from learning from the Lord because your leaders are not. You can learn revelation from the Lord just like Moses. You can learn just like Jesus learned. You can learn just like the apostles learned, just like Paul learned. See, we learn like Paul. We didn't get to walk with Jesus like Peter and the other 11. But Paul, he went to Arabia and spent time in the Holy Spirit. He was already a student. He was used to being a student, but now he became a living student. When he got saved and born again, then the Lord taught him according to what Stephen taught him. Stephen pointed him, Paul, in the right direction. He was Pharisee Saul, holding the jackets for the men that were stoning Stephen. This is the power of the gospel. Stephen broke it down in a living way. And Paul and Saul heard, Pharisee Saul heard it and became Apostle Paul. After he got saved, he got his eyes healed. He came to the Lord. He was good to go. Then he went to and learned from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit helped him become Apostle Paul. He had love foundation. He learned. He grew. He went far beyond his peers that were Pharisees. And he wrote more books than the other apostles. And he learned things that they learned. That they learned things too. They all did. And they were great men and women of God. Now, what Peter taught, 1 Peter, that's one of the greatest books in the whole Bible. Because Peter taught us to love like Jesus loved us. Jesus said, "Do unto others as you will have them do to you." That gets you started. But Peter said, "Love others just like Jesus loves you." And John taught the love of God. But what Peter taught was the greatest thing ever. And Paul taught great things as well, because he went in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Which means if you go in the presence of the Holy Spirit, you're going to learn things. And God's going to bless you for doing it. Your love foundation will help you receive more and more. Don't be limited just because other people are limited. And remember, we know in part, so whatever you learn, learn as much as you can and grow. Be patient with people. And, you know, in hopes that they'll grow. And I try to give people the Word of God at their pace, without competition. I thank God for whatever I receive, whatever they learn. It's easier to receive what other people learn from the Lord when you have that love foundation. And I thank God for everybody that teach me the Word of God. And one thing that really helped, and I'll close with this, the Charles Capps Confessions. I make a confession for everything I need, so to help me receive the Word of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord's not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.